سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای استیفن با هوشیاری 43 سال از کشور آمریکا می باشند. سدی جان، جلسه در اختیار شماست، بفرمایید.
Sorry for the problems with the internet. You're speaking about step 6 and you know about the meeting. There are some newcomers, so please go ahead and proceed. Thanks for coming. Welcome to Iran.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Go ahead.
Okay, I can start. Hi, I'm Steve. I'm Uncle Holly. And it's a pleasure to be able to speak from a foreign land to another land. I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous is Alcoholics Anonymous. Drunks are drunks, no matter where you go. First of all, I'd like to maybe tell you a little bit about my background. I grew up in a family of 9 kids. My mother passed away when I was 5. My dad raised 9 kids by himself, and out of those 9 kids, I was the 7th child. I never felt like I fit in. There's a lot of love in that family. I always felt that, you know, there was something different, you know, that they had had the wrong kid somehow, you know. It seems like I was always in situations that weren't really honorable to my family, and that used to irritate the hell out of me. I was, you know, even going through elementary school, and I never understood why, you know, I just didn't feel like, you know, I just felt that I didn't fit in to any social situations, any groups, or anything of that nature. The loneliness that set in at that point.
Okay. Steve, I think that's enough. Let me go ahead and translate what you said, and then we will start. Okay. سلام دوستان عزیزم، من استیو هستم از کلی. باعث افتخار منه که برای AA بیام و توی یک سرزمین خارج از آمریکا صحبت بکنم. AA همه جا AA هستش، در هر سرزمین و شهر و دیاری که باشه. من یکم از خانوادم و بچگیم بهتون بگم. ما 9 تا بچه بودیم. مادر من وقتی که من 5 سالم بود از دنیا رفت و پدرم هم هیچ موقع من احساس نمی کردم که وضع توی سالهای اول دبستانم که می رفتم که چرا من اینجوریم و خودم همیشه متحیر بودم که چرا درست نمیتونم با ارتباط برقرار کنم و جفت نمیشم با محیط. استیون، گو ا لیتل لس please next time. Go ahead.
No, wait, hold it. Repeat.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
No, do not repeat. Go, just do a bit less so I could gather all and translate.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, when I was 15, that was when I took my first drink, went to a social event. It was a school dance, and I was, went there, and I had been at a wedding. My sister got married. One of my sisters got married, and I had been at a wedding, and we had been drinking wine and this and that. But I had my brother dropped me off at the dance, and I went in, and I went over to the liquor store, and I found a guy that would buy me a quart of Country Club malt liquor, which was a malt liquor beer. And I drank that, and he comes back, and I was just totally wiped out. I was completely wasted as far as drunk and disoriented and all that type of stuff. But, you know, it's sort of like the way the alcoholic is. This was a humiliating experience, you know, because I was falling down and all this, falling down drunk and all this. And my brother took me home, and I woke up the next day, had this here tremendous hangover. But when I returned to school on the following Monday, you know, all of a sudden, it was like I was part of the in crowd, you know, part of the social scene. So, would from that point on, start to put together that if I drank alcohol, everything was okay. It solved all.
Okay, that's great. I got that. Let me go ahead and say that. استیو میگه که من 15 سالم بود که اولین مشروب خوردم، رفته بودم مشروب خورده بودم، مثلا تو عروسی خواهرم شراب خورده بودم، بعد من رفتم به یک جشنی برای مدرسه، برادرم منو برد و گذاشت اونجا برای اون رقص، برای اون دنس، و من یه نفر رو پیدا کردم که برام مشروب بخره و مشروب رو خوردم و کاملا مست شدم و هیچی حالیم نبود، اصلا خرابکاری کردم، یادم نمیاد چیزی. و الکلیسمم همینه، یک تجربه خجالت آور هست واقعا الکلیسم. بالاخره برادرم اون شب منو برد خونه، من هنگوور و اثرات ناشی از مشروب رو داشتم روز بعد. ولی شنبه بعد وقتی که رفتم به مدرسه احساس کردم که منو تحویل دارم، بهتر میگیرم، من جزء گروه هم انگار. و از اون به بعد به این نتیجه رسیدم، این جنبندی رو تو ذهن خودم کردم که اگر من الکل بخورم در گروه های مختلف و در مدرسه و در جاهای دیگه پذیرفته میشم. من این تفکر در من شکل گرفت. استیون؟
Okay. From that point, I pretty much practiced that until I, you know, as far as it worked. The alcohol was working. It sort of took away all that insecurity and not fitting in feelings, you know. All of a sudden I felt like I was a part of, and that was great stuff, you know. Eventually I, you know, graduated from high school and I got a job, and, you know, a pretty decent paying job, and I was able to buy new cars and all this here stuff, and you know, when I turned 21, I got my first drunk driving ticket, you know, driving under influence, and that's not a good thing, you know, and I sort of shuck it off as, you know, well, that's one time I got caught, I won't get caught again. But it repeated itself, you know, a month later, I got another ticket, so I've got two tickets in 1 year. And so, sure, you know, I said, I'm just bad luck, you know, I sort of washed it off, wiped it off as being just bad luck. But that progression continued to grow over the years. And, you know, I tried to settle down and you know, sort of settle in with a girl and hoping that my life would change a little bit, and it just got progressively worse. You know, I found other means of, as far as getting high, and so through that process, I eventually, the alcoholism started to take off. I became violent in that relationship. I was very abusive to the lady that I was living with, and you know, that's a dark side of my drinking, was that, you know, I became extremely violent with this woman, and there was no reason for that. I had not seen that practiced in my home when I grew up. I had never seen that you know, type of behavior you know, in my immediate family. So I don't know where that came from. That's where alcohol took me. So,
okay, I think that's enough. Thank you so much, Steve. You just go a little too much and a little fast. به هر حال میگه که استیو، من شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن. من بعد از این داستان فکر کردم که من اگر مشروب بخورم پذیرفته تر میشم. شروع کردم دیگه از اون به بعد به مشروب خوردن. و وقتی که مشروب خوردم، تمام عدم امنیت های من و تمام مشکلات من از بین می رفت و من فارغ التحصیل شدم، شغل خوب گرفتم با یک حقوق خوب و ماشین خریدم، یک ماشین خوب. و در 21 سالگی موقع مستی در رانندگی پلیس منو گرفت و به من یک جریمه در حین مستی داد که اصلا خوب نیست. و تو آمریکا که این یه مشکل بزرگیه، چون جزء جرمای بزرگه، میتونه منجر به آدم کشی بشه دیگه. و با خودم گفتم خب این اتفاقی بوده دیگه، منو نمیگیرن. ولی من در عرض یک سال دو تا جریمه رانندگی در حین مستی گرفتم، باز دوباره گفتم اونم بدشانسی بوده و این نشان دهنده پیشروندگی بیماریه و منم همینطور پیشرونده مریضی میرفت به جلو. با یک خانمی آشنا شدم و بعدم کم کم راههای جدیدی پیدا کردم که های بکنم و استفاده بکنم. و توی این رابطه‌ای که با این خانم بودم،
I'm on a conference call right now. Can I call you back?
ببخشید، تلفنم برای استیو شده. تو این رابطه که بودم، It's okay. It happens all the time. این رابطه که توش بودم سوء استفاده میکردم من از این خانم و کارهای خشونتبار انجام میدادم و این قسمت